According to Mr. Siedun Ketia, governments must regard the genuine concerns by Ghanaians that the sighting of the base in Ghana and the presence of U.S. Army personnel could make Ghana a prime target for terrorists who have intensified their activities in the sub-region. He said the NDC believes that existing security cooperation agreements between Ghana and the U.S. are sufficient to encourage bilateral collaboration in the global effort to combat terrorism.
The recurring theme of the U.S. fight against terrorism is that Islam or Islamic extremism is to blame. The establishment of a U.S. military base in Ghana to combat terrorism could therefore send wrong signals and make this country a target of extremists. We have witnessed this happen within the West African sub-region. You heard about the bombing in Burkina Faso. The target was a French military base. You heard about the bombings elsewhere in the world. Ghana does not need a U.S. military base on our soil to demonstrate our commitment to fight against terrorism.
General Secretary of the NDC, Johnson Asiedun Ketia, ending that report by Ejenim Boateng Ejei.